What then shall we say in response to these things? What do we do? How do we act? How do we live our lives? When we are faced with challenges, do we lose sleep? Do we lose hope? Do we run away? Do we stand and say, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me? And then run away. And then lose sleep. And then lose hope. Because using certain words and taking certain actions can potentially hurt us. And hurt others too. Paul is still in Corinth as he writes today's sermon scripture. He's still surrounded by people making questionable choices. Choices he would never make. Everywhere around Paul are those who believe in things and act in ways very different than he does. For example, the people of Corinth worshipped dozens of deities. They chose one, or two, or maybe more. They mixed and matched. And they adopted certain practices and abandoned others. Who the people of Corinth worshipped depended on what it was that they needed. The small g gods of Corinth were good luck charms, commodities used to give people what it was that they wanted. The small g gods of Corinth were rocks. They were statues, venerated and donated to for personal money. In Corinth, Paul was living in the middle of those with very different beliefs and perspectives from his own. But Paul doesn't write to us solely from his perspective. He writes overwhelmingly from his unwavering faith, a faith that never diminished despite prevailing cultures and near constant hardship. In 2 Corinthians 24 through 27, Paul writes, five times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was pelted with stones. Three times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I've been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my fellow Jews, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false believers. I've known hunger and thirst, and I've often gone without food. I've been cold and naked. Paul knew hardships. He also understood the price one pays when they choose to live apart from the prevailing culture. Now, Paul had developed a very well-informed perspective. He knew the probabilities of what would occur based on how one's life was lived. How Paul lived his life was based on his faith. No matter the prevailing culture or the perspectives of others around him. Perspective is how you see and interpret the world. It's your personal lens based on your life experiences. Faith is a trusting commitment. It's a life that's lived based on your beliefs. It's believing in truths that others may not see as true. It's believing in things you have yet to experience. Yet. While perspective shapes the way you see, faith gives you the courage to move forward despite what others may believe and despite any fear and doubt. Paul suffered. From the perspective of his experiences, he had every reason to give up hope, to maybe even doubt the fidelity of God. After living through his experiences, Paul might have wondered if God was really there, and if God was, if God really cared. Paul was disliked. And this is not just by those who didn't want to hear the message of Jesus Christ. He was also disliked by some other Christians. He and the Apostle Peter, the rock in which Christ built his church, fought. Paul's early companion and fellow missionary, Barnabas, parted ways with him. Nazarene, a called John Mark. Several early Christian ministers, rivals, Paul's, spoke out against him. And several early Christian sects rejected parts or all of Paul's teachings. The Ebionites, the Elkesaites, were among them. And they rejected what Paul taught, because Paul believed that the followers of Jesus didn't have to follow every Jewish law. Paul knew rejection, and it's from those he expected, and it's from those he did not. Paul knew frustration. He could be right, and it didn't always make a difference. If Paul had chosen to give up, to cry out, and to abandon his mission, and many would have understood why. But he didn't. Christ was real to him, and Jesus' way was right to him. And Paul's work was not meant to save himself from hardship. Paul's work was meant to save the world. Paul held on to the wreckage of the ships that had sunk under him. Sticks and stones did break his bones, but those things and the words that accompanied them never harmed his faith or stalled the sharing of his message. And this is a man who wrote, as we heard today, if God is for us, who can be against us? You can hear Paul shouting, throw those stones, call me names, you can't stop me. He can't stop the word of God and the truth of the risen Savior. Paul continued in his writings, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? As a contemporary Christian song asks about God's prevailing goodness, will he do it? Yes, he will. Paul knew that. Paul kept the faith. From the moment he traveled on that road to Damascus, Paul's faith never wavered. Paul also wrote, who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. God is the ultimate judge. God's ruling is final. No one can appeal it or bring a successful charge against it. Who then is the one who condemns, Paul asks? No. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who? No one. No one can. Even if we sometimes seem to try to remove ourselves from that love. Even though we make mistakes, even though we sometimes turn away from the way of Christ, God and God's love remains. Christ and forgiveness and the means of redemption we have through him remains. I read a quote the other day that said, the devil doesn't come dressed in red cape and pointing horns. He comes as everything you've ever wished for. It's not always easy to be a Christian. The world is filled with delicious things, and we are so very, very hungry. Living as a Christian is difficult because it requires daily self-discipline and what we could call countercultural living. Believers are called to prioritize unconditional love, to give forgiveness, and to live humbly in a world that often values self-promotion, instant gratification, and retaliation. We believers face a battle against selfishness, pride, and temptation. We sometimes struggle to put the needs of others above our own. We're asked to turn the other cheek and to practice radical forgiveness. And that, so often, is just not the way of our society. And somehow we're taught to live in the world outside of churches. Holding on to biblical principles is tough. And not everyone is going to respect you for it. Some will try to talk you out of it. Be faithful. You can be faithful. God is with you. Being a Christian is difficult because once we are saved, we're suddenly swimming upstream against the current of the world around us. Friends don't always understand us. Even our families might not get why we try to put God first. Being a Christian is difficult because it requires growth. God loves us too much to let us stay the same. And growth can be painful at times. And we don't always like to leave our comfort zone. We don't even like to leave our beds in the morning so we can get to church. But Paul is good news. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. In some translations of the Bible, it says we are more than victors. We are victors. We can do it. We can face it. We can trust that God will help us with it. Paul ends his letter with one of the most reassuring promises in the Bible. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Things present means anxieties and pains of today. Things to come covers all of our unknown tomorrows. Height and depth cover the absolute highest mountaintop of joy and the darkest, lowest valleys of despair. Paul covers every possible angle of existence and concludes that there is absolutely zero separation between you and the love of God. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, you are completely forgiven and eternally secure. God remains. Let our faith remain. We can conquer the temptations of the world. We can surpass the prevalent culture of the world. We can meet and succeed even with the challenges of the world. We can be assured that God is there and always will be there with us. We conquerors, we believers, we brothers and sisters of Christ, we the faithful children of God. Thanks be to God.